So a couple of weeks ago, must have been the beginning of June, I was so excited to see these little magical flashing lights. I mean, like fairies, right? Fireflies light up the night. It's firefly mating season again, after all. But it seems like there are less and less of them every year. And it's almost like waiting for a shooting star. You have to have patience. At about early June, if the temperatures are favorable, warm, and almost muggy, fireflies, which are also known as June bugs, as you can imagine, due to when they start to appear, they're also known as lightning bugs because of the little cold flashes that they emit. Imagine the setting. A warm summer night, akin to a scene from William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, where fairies twinkle and light up the forest while Puck saunters about somewhere looking to be mischievous and generous with his trickery. Lightning bugs live at the forest edge, fields with them slow foliage and growth. These areas serve as their habitats. Now, contrary to what their name might suggest, fireflies aren't flies at all. In fact, they are beetles of the Lampyridae family, the Coleoptera order. Coleoptera derives from the Greek word for sheath and wings, which describes them perfectly. Beetles have these exterior carapace-like wings that protect their body and their inner wings. Their inner wings are frail and membranous, and they are the wings that they use to fly. A firefly's life begins when the female lays clusters of 100 to 500 eggs on the surface of the soil or just below the surface of the soil. These eggs, tiny little things, will hatch within 3 to 4 weeks and turn into a larva. The larva is a state where the firefly will stay in as longest, from 1 to 2 years. They will live in the soil during that time and hunt at night. They look like they have scales, like they're these primitive, scaly, dragon-like creatures, but they're tiny. They start out at less than 2 millimeters and they grow to a maximum of 3/4 long before they morph into a pupa, which is the next stage of their life. The larva will eat worms, slugs, and snails using a toxic digestive enzyme, which they will inject into their prey to paralyze it, which will then liquefy their body contents to be absorbed by the firefly. Kind of reminds me of an X-Files episode, Too Shy, where the man would basically release some kind of enzyme into the women he would date and they would liquefy their fats. But that's besides the point. Now, fireflies will live through the winter in the state of larva before turning into a pupa, which is basically like this grub-like looking thing. The pupa phase will happen in the late spring. They will be in the soil in these mud chambers, or they will end up suspended on tree barks upside down like caterpillars in a hard exterior shell like cocoon, and their body will be broken down to transform into the adult form. The adult will finally be ready to emerge anywhere from 10 days to 3 weeks after the transformation. The adult firefly will live from 3 to 4 weeks. During that time, their sole purpose will be to reproduce. Some of the fireflies will not eat once, not once during their entire adulthood. Those that do might eat other fireflies. Sometimes a female will reply to a male, and as it gets closer, she will devour him if he's from a different subspecies. But mostly they are believed to eat mites, pollen, and nectar. There are 2,000 species of known fireflies, and about 150 of them live in North America. What's interesting to know is that not all fireflies do emit light. In fact, only a small portion does, and a lot of the fireflies in Western North America don't emit light, but they do exist. The fireflies that are bioluminescent, well, they will be bioluminescent throughout their whole entire existence. So the eggs will have bioluminescence. They will emit some kind of light if they're disturbed. Then the larva is also known in some places as glowworms because they too will emit some light. Also, in search of food, they will use their bioluminescent capabilities to attract prey. Now, the light comes from the reaction of something that they contain in their body called luciferin, which reacts with oxygen and calcium and other components to create a little flash of light. Different firefly subspecies use different light patterns so as to attract a female of their own kind. So they will use their bioluminescence for reproduction purposes, for mating purposes, but they will also use their bioluminescence to attract prey. But the light also attracts predators. However, their blood contains an agent that is foul-tasting. So when the predator will eat and taste the foul taste, they will come to associate light with the taste, therefore leaving the species alone. It seems like there are less and less fireflies around. Now, there are different reasons to explain that. First, well, let's say this year we've had a kind of a weird summer. Kind of began really warm and really rainy, but also the nights were really cool. And the fireflies will not shine if the temperature drops below a certain degree. They will kind of be slower, less inclined to shine. Another reason could be that because it started out kind of odd, the adults will come out of the pupa form at different stages, in different periods. But it usually does start in June. That's when the temperatures reach an ideal temperature for fireflies. However, there are other reasons. Fireflies aren't very good with pesticides. The other reason is that they're not good with migration. Unfortunately, if their habitat is destroyed, they will not go far to look for a new habitat to lay their eggs. The female will not go and look for a better place, and thus the species might die, at least in the area. So, concrete example is, say, a country road which is bordered by growth, thick foliage, and so on, is paved over. Well, the fireflies that inhabited there, those fireflies have just lost their habitat, and they will not be very inclined to go much further to look for better. There are ways that you can improve their success and their chances of survival. That includes planting trees in your backyard, creating little forests, planting low foliage with big leaves and dense leaves in your backyard. Also, not raking your leaves will help because they will use that to hide their eggs. And keeping your lights off because lights will tend to disrupt their lighting patterns. They will tend to disrupt their natural incline to shine. There you go. That's what I have about fireflies. They make me happy, what can I say? So think what you can do. And if you do decide to go out and catch them into jars, make sure to release them, or at least to make holes so that they can have air to breathe. They don't suffocate. I'm Wicked Sprite, and this was Running Through My Mind.